today we are going to conclude in the laws of Shabbos, Simon Reish Samach Beis, and we're going to conclude by learning two short paragraphs which are found in the Sefer Kitzur Hilchos Shabbos. Yesh Hachlif HaBegadim B'Chnisas HaShabbos, that it's preferable a person, when Shabbos comes, that they should already be wearing their Shabbos clothes, and whatever weekday attire that they were wearing before should be changed for Shabbos clothes. Since women are makabel the Shabbos at the time in which they light the candles, so it's necessary that they should already have changed to their big day Shabbos prior to that time. It's something which is warned. We learn this in Mishnah Berurah. That she sees that the time is getting very late, Shki is rapidly approaching, and that situation, Shetalik Kamo Shehi, better that she should light the way she is now, even though she's not wearing Shabbos clothes, Shulta B'chaser Shul Mechil Shabbos, then for instead to change to Big Day Shabbos, which will take a couple extra minutes, and during those couple minutes, Shabbos can begin, and by lighting Shabbos candles at that time is a big problem. V'achar Kain, Tochen Atzmo L'Shabbos, rather, it's better that she should light with her weekday clothes and afterwards put on the Shabbos clothes. Furthermore, k'tizahir oz shlotasa shum dover shehei b'siyasu chshash malacha Shabbos. Should be cautious at the time in which the candles are lit that she should not do any malacha from that point on. Afiliyahir dain yom, doesn't matter, even though it's still sunny outside, even though it's not yet shkia sachama, we'll begin learning this a little bit in greater detail when we get through the laws of Hadlokas Neros, exactly the time in which one lights. But it's brought down that that moment that a woman lights is the time she's Mekabel Shabbos, and it doesn't matter if it's still not yet Shkia, she's not to do Malacha from that point on. The second paragraph we're going to see, which will again will conclude this concept of this whole simon, is as follows. Oh, furthermore, Kishu Lanu Chazal Inyan Shel Kovod Shabbos. It's brought down by our sages exactly how one is to honor the Shabbos. But Ma Shemshilu Lanu Chazal as Shabbos Kiil Ba Atzalenu Orech Chashuv Nechbod. They compare. They make a mashal to a person who has a very special guest, a guest of honor. So in that situation, of course, you're going to prepare nicely for this person who's coming to your house. You're going to have the finest of your china. You're going to dress properly. Everything will be prepared, not the last second, right when this guest walks in. It'll be all prepared before. Al kain yesh lehechen rabai sheinochi. Your house should be clean. La'siha shulchanis b'mape. You should have your tables should be have nice fresh tablecloths. V'no hagim sheyashiru kain b'meshach kol Shabbos. And this is the way that the table should look, and the house should look the entire Shabbos. Even if you've already finished the meal, still to have the Shabbos table properly prepared. Kosev Chazal, Sheshnei Malachim Malavin Es Adam Bivol Beiso, Mebeisach Neses Leil Shabbos. This is brought down in the Mishnah Berurah as well, in the Siman, that when a person on Friday night leaves the Shul and is walking to their home, there are two angels that accompany you. One is a good angel, and one is not a good angel. And it says that if the table is all prepared, everything is all set, then a bracha will be recited by this good angel, and Bal Karchuch, the evil angel, will have to answer amen to this bracha. We can infer from here, it's not just to have a nice Shabbos meal, and when you're beginning the meal, you should have all the dishes and everything prepared, but it should already be set so that when a person walks into the door, everything should be all prepared. Not a lav dafka, that it means that the spouse, the wife, is to do it. You can also prepare it before Shabbos. And he says, "V'hainu shloit starach lahamtim v'lebeisa b'yochel echol oz tekev miyad." To sit around and wait for an hour is not something which is covered Shabbos, but rather everything should be prepared so immediately when the people come home from shul that they'll be able to start the meal. The ansarach hagish shehi ruach shel shalom bayis, Obviously, Shalom Bayis should not be compromised. As we said, one of the things that is the focal point of Hadlokas Neros is for Shalom Bayis, and therefore, certainly that's not something which should ever be compromised. So,